Since winning the Best Newcomer Award at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, she's been unstoppable. Multiple awards, TV shows, BAFTA nominations, radio comedies, live tours, and DVDs of live tours. In fact, she happens to be the highest DVD-selling female comedian of all time. She is the unmistakable, the unmissable, the inimitable...
Oh, good one.
Sarah Millican!
Wow!
And we're out of time.
Third word was.
Neither do I. But it had loads of syllables, so I thought it would sound impressive.
How are you, first of all?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're very, very well, and it's lovely to talk to you.
I just mentioned that you've sold more DVDs than any other female comedian. I mean, obviously, your DVDs. I don't mean selling them down the market.
At the back of a transit.
I've got a very successful stall.
So tell us about the new one. It's out, obviously, just in time for Christmas. Nice Christmas present.
You know, some people don't know what to buy female relatives, and now you do.
Sorted.
It's called Outsider, and it's about where we're up to now that I've moved to the country, and it's also got some stuff about being generally an outsider. Like when I was a kid, I was the quiet one at school and that sort of thing.
I was nodding in agreement. Gary looked a little bit disgusted about this bit.
A few things changed when I turned 40. One of the things that changed is that I've stopped sniffing me leggings. I used to sniff them to see if I could get another day out of them. Whereas now, I just assume that I can't.
I thought I was the only one sniffing my leggings, you see.
There's two of us.
There's two of us with jeans. That's even better because you don't have to sniff them until like day five are fine with a pair of jeans. You get away with those for a long
and
time.
And even then, quick Febreze.
Easily
another fortnight out of them.
You're like my soulmate here.
You know, if you can get a Glade plug in the room that you're going
to
be in,
I wondered where you wanted me to plug it in there for a moment.
Well, you know, whatever fits.
So things have changed now. You've gone past the milestone birthday. Is anything different with a change of hair colour? Because now we're seeing you with the darker hair. We saw you first with the blonde hair. Did blondes have more fun? Are brunettes having more fun? What's the score?
Blondes have more roots. I think that's the rule. Blondes have more appointments at the hairdressers that last a lot longer. Mm-hmm. Blondes have more upkeep. So I'm now covering bits of grey. That's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I like having brown hair. My mum used to be a hairdresser and I have that gene in me of just getting bored of hair every now and again and just getting it all cut off and change colour. So it's just boredom. I just change it when I fancy.
Yeah. I totally hear where you come from. I've just gone from bottle blonde back to brunette as well. But
haven't you got loads of time back? Not constantly the hairdressers getting your roots done.
But this is, it's like I've turned into like a negative on a photo. Like before it was the dark roots and the blonde hair, but now I've got dark hair. I've got really grey roots. I didn't realise it had gone so grey because I've been bleaching over it.
You just carry a Sharpie with you and you can colour them in wherever you go. That's what I do. It's the best way.
It's another lifestyle tip from Sarah Millican.
Absolutely. Life hacks with me.
For other ladies, kind of a bit like myself, hurtling towards their 40s. Oh, we've heard about sniffing leggings, plugging in your Glade freshener to wherever you want to plug it, carrying a Sharpie. Anything else we need to know that we can look forward to in our 40s?
Oh my God, 40s are great. They're so good. Because, you know, at the moment, so are you 30s, are you? I'll not be too rude and ask. Are you 30s, 20s, 30s?
Early 30s.
Early 30s. Mm. Okay, mid. Okay, I understand what the code is. That means mid. Mid to late. Uh-huh. Yeah, understood. You possibly care about a lot more things than I care about. There's loads of things. I don't care what people think of me.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
Instead of, you know, in my 20s, if I'd walked in, out of the loo in a pub and my skirt had been tucked to my knickers, I'd have been mortified. And in your 30s, you care a little bit less, but you're still a bit unnerved by that. In your 40s, you put your skirt in your knickers because you just don't care. It's marvellous.
That sounds amazing. Then you get up on the bar and you say, "Look, everyone, my skirt's in my knickers."
Exactly. You have a go on the piano with this one, even if you can't play. Yeah. Just life and soul.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's great to be. I love it. You're going to love it. You really are.
So you said you were, you were quiet at school. You were the quiet one, the outsider from that front. At what point did you cross the line from being the quiet one who then became the life and soul? When did that happen? How did you go from being the quiet one to that first stepping onto a stage, which is you and a microphone? That's it.
I think when I first started in the working world, I gained in confidence, because at school and at college I was quite quiet and quite sort of bookish and didn't have many friends. And then when I started a job, I was like, oh, there are different people from all walks of life and I get on with loads of them. I had a bit more confidence. And it was my mum that suggested I get a job in customer service when I was 16, because I was quiet as a mouse. And she said, well, didn't you get a job where you have to talk to people? And then it sort of kind of forced me into being a bit more talkative and a bit less quiet. So that really helped. And then getting on a stage, you can still be quite quiet by nature, but then get on a stage and talk to a bunch of strangers. It is quite an odd contradiction of a personality, but you find a lot of comics can be quite quiet, and then when they get on a stage, they're sort of loud and bullshy. Just I kind of what I am. I'm still quite relative, because I don't drink as well, which helps when you're trying to be bullshy in a pub.
Yeah.
You need a little bit of booze in here, I'm afraid. So I think, yeah, it's just kind of being in the working world and then getting on a stage, and that sort of the more you do that, the more confident you get. So I think it's also just age. I think when everybody's 12, they're quieter than when they're 41, yeah. As a rule.
And have you now seen more people with their skirt tucked in their knickers, and you kind of think, it's not just me, it's a common
I'll catch
thing.
A woman who's in her 40s and I'll go, hold on a minute, Flo, your skirt's not tucked in your knickers, and she'll go, oh, thanks very much for reminding us, and she'll stop and she'll tuck her skirt in her knickers, and then we're all happy.
Oh, this is great.
I would be very happy.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Do you wear skirts and knickers? Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
Thursdays only.
Well, we've been talking about in the office and on the radio about Christmas decorations, and we're just wondering about your approach to Christmas decorations. Are you an all-out kind of person, subtle?
There's no class at all. I do leave it quite late, so I'm not a person that's sort of got their tree up in October. But I do like all of the lights. We always get a real tree. I like a few lights on the outside of the house. I'm one of those people, but not so much so that people drive along to have a look at your house, you know, one of those. Not like that. I don't cause traffic jams by having a garish frontage, if you pardon the expression. But I do.
That's going on the poster.
Oh, that's my next title, Garish Frontage. But I do like Christmas, and I like kind of having decorations and stuff up. But I love all of that. It's Christmas. I'm never that big on New Year. I think possibly because I don't drink, so New Year's kind of dull. Oh. But I really love Christmas. I love it so much.
I can never quite make it to midnight anymore on New Year's Eve.
Oh,
yes, that's sad. And I've not even got to 40 yet. I have to set an alarm for about 11:50, wake up, go, woo! Yeah, that was great. Night, and go back to sleep. Again.
New Year in pyjamas.
Yeah, that's the way to do
not?
It. As a fellow cat owner as well, you're saying you get a real tree. Do you have any trouble with your cat in the tree? Because mine has been known to run up the tree, or even if I don't cover the soily bit well enough at the bottom, it becomes a bit of a litter tree.
No.
Yeah, it can happen.
How do they balance? That's quite impressive, actually.
It is impressive, but I think on a real tree, there's quite a lot to stick your claws into up
that's
there.
That's true. Yeah, you can hold on. Yeah. No, my cats have never done that. They do hide underneath it. They like to sort of sit underneath. I guess they like to pretend they're outside. Maybe all it is. But I had cats in the first cats I ever had when I was in my 20s, and they would, we had a fake tree, and they would sort of twang the branches so the baubles flew across the room. So I'd always get in to all of the baubles on the floor and the tree completely bare, and I'd have to dress the tree every single day, which was kind of boring, but they were clearly having a blast while I was at work.
It was literally a cat appult.
Nice, God, he's quick. Well, we were talking, you were thinking of that, weren't you?
Yeah, I've been trying to. I actually had that written down. 2004, I wrote that down, thinking if anyone ever does that anecdote, I'm ready.
I'm ready for it.
Now, your name is Millican. Now, I bet you still get a lot of Milligans, don't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't bother me. It's fine. Nobody cares. You know, I've been called worse, love. Much worse.
But what, apart from your obvious, your brazen frontage, what other talents do you have apart from being able to make people laugh? Do you have any little party pieces that you have?
I can do a horn noise with my mouth. Do you hear that?
Yes, we do.
That was uncanny. Was that the sandwich van just pulled up outside?
I think I could probably release a DVD of me just doing that for an hour and a half and it would still sell well, I think. People love it so much.
Oh, Tim Vine can do pen behind the ear for an hour and a half.
I love pen behind the ear. Oh my God, I love it so much. It's so brilliant. Have you seen him do it live?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yeah. It's absolutely phenomenal. And he nearly gets it and it's nearly there and then he finally eventually gets it and the whole room just hits the roof.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It is outrageous. What other comics do you really, really rate and love?
Oh, loads of comics. I love Joe Caulfield, seeing her quite recently. Saw Zoe Lyons tour show, that was brilliant. Richard Herron, who does loads of podcasts. I just did a podcast with him the other day. That was brilliant. He's great. Ramesh Ranganathan and Joe Lycett have both got DVDs out this year. One of my friends, Tom Allen, is brilliant and going on tour. So many brilliant comics. I love to just sit and watch comedy. I'm a great audience member. I laugh very loud.
With your pants tucked in your knickers.
Yes, and doing a horn noise whenever there's a punchline. I do a little like that. Everybody loves it. I'm not disruptive at all.
Before you go, because we do the breakfast show, we always wonder the best breakfast in the world and your showbiz travels. What is it? What's the best breakfast you've ever had?
Oh, well, I always... Oh, God, you know when you're supposed to have, like, eggs and fruit and stuff?
Yeah, avocado.
But if pancakes are on offer, I'm sorry, but I can't not have a dessert for breakfast. So I have pancakes. I did recently, when I was in... I'd never been to Jersey before, and when we did a tour show in Jersey, I went out the next day and had brunch, which is basically anything you like, isn't it? Mm. I had pancakes with ice cream on at 10:30 in the morning, and I felt like I was alive.
Are you going for the thin, creppy ones or the fluffy American ones?
Whatever they've got. I'm not choosy, love. Whatever they've got. If it's a pancake, I'm having it.
Well, the DVD's out. The perfect Christmas present. And Sarah Millican, thank you very much for brightening up our day and everyone in Kent as well.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Millican, everybody.
Thank you.